Hello, everyone, and welcome to NeoRadioNetwork.com. This is the Circle of Love, Life, and Laughter. This is Nitricia. Now, I'm going to be talking today about women. I'm going to be talking about two kinds of women. One could be immoral, and one can be chaste. And my topic is very dear to my heart because I care about how they are viewed. That's women. What light they are viewed in. I'm going to be coming from the text Proverbs 10:5. It's a very good, probably familiar passage of scripture that talks about this woman, but I'm going to try to, for the most part, get into how I see this woman coming across as a seductress and how you just can't pinpoint what's going to happen to you. Sometimes you can't see a ditch from falling into it. You can't see past the forest for the trees. So it can happen that you can fall short and you can mess up. But get back up. Do it again. Live again. Start new. Don't stay there. And on the other hand, do things differently, or else you will end up, and that's part of insanity, expecting different results and you're doing the same thing. So Proverbs chapter 5 verse 3. Now, we see always very visual society, magazine, article, what have you, advertisement, and we see makeup, and makeup's not wrong at all. And so sometimes you'll just see a part, a body part, a hand or a lip or an eye, and they are selling makeup, lipstick, and so forth. This passage says the lips of an immoral woman drip honey. Now, when I look at that passage, I'm like, okay, honey is food. I don't see how a woman's mouth can drip something so sweet and delicious as honey is. But if the man wrote it and God gave him the wisdom, he knows what he's talking about. And it's probably not even the way her mouth appears or looks, as far as lipstick or red, be it brown. It doesn't matter the shade of the lipstick. It's probably what's being said through the lips. Her mouth is smoother than oil. So you're talking about someone who is putting themselves out there to get you to fall for their trap, to entrap you. And that's very, very not good. And my whole point of coming on today is to say there is an option for women, and that option is to live the other way, and that's God's way, and that's the moral way, and that is to not be in that ever predicament that you are speaking or looking to entice. There are two kinds of ways to be. When you're married, you're either married or unmarried. Whether you're divorced or widowed, you're either married or unmarried. So a married person, the Bible says your marriage bed is undefiled, which is great. You can have all the fun in the world. I believe that's true. But the unmarried, under the laws of the kingdom, we are now have to be upright and moral and abstain from all of the things of the world, because that's our faith. We can't say we're Christian and we fornicate. We're Christian and we look at things that are going to entice us. That is going contrary to what we say we are. So this is my point today, is to live for God as women, to represent Him. This is NeoRadioNetwork.com. This is Nitricia. Once again, thank you.